The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Makis Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Amud Beis says, the end of the Mishnah, Rav Yosef Aglili Oimer, Mitzvah biyad goyel adam. There's a mitzvah for the goyel adam to kill a ritzeh who's not in the ir miklat. We explained exactly what the inyan of this is in the previous shir. Urishus biyad kol adam. Anybody else has a rishus to kill the ritzeh. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, it's not a mitzvah, but it's a rishus. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, rishus biyad goyel adam. The goyel adam himself has no mitzvah. He only has a right to be oimer al dam kroivoy and to kill the Ritzach, v'chol odom chayovin olov. The gifts that we have in front of us in the Mishnah is v'chol odom chayovin olov, since any person in Rabbi Kiva is saying does not have a right, the Rishus is only biyad goyel adom, anybody else does not even have a right to kill the goyel adom, therefore chayovin olov, it's regular Ritzicha. This is the gifts the way we have it, and this is the psak of the Mashal, and the Ran Sanhedrin Daf Mem Hei. However, the Tesis Yontif and the Goyin is in the Gilyan over here on the side by us in the Gemara, the Tesis Yontif and Mishnayis, are Goyris, a different gifts in the Mishnah. They say that even though Rabbi Kiva is telling us that Rishus Biad Goyel Adam and not Biad Kol Adam, and V'chol Adam is guilty of Ritzicha for killing that person, their gifts is V'chol Adam Ein Chayov Nolov. And this is the opinion of the Rambam in Perekei Mehilchus Ritzech, and the Rambam tells us a very important concept. The Rambam says that even though there's no Rishus Biyad Kol Adam to kill a Ritzech when he's out of the Yer Miklat, the halacha is that Kol Adam Ein Chayov in Olav. Why? Because since the Torah said Shenema, he says Ein Loy Dom, the Torah refers to a Ritzech that's out of the Yer Miklat, Ein Loy Dom, that his life has no price on it. There is no dam, there is no din retzeach, there is no misas retzeach for one who kills him. Pashtus of the pasuk is that ein loy dam refers to ein loy dam because there's somebody out there who can kill him. The Rambam takes this a step further. Ein loy dam, there's no price on his head, and there's no chiv retzicha of anybody who kills him because he is liable to be killed by the goyel adam. And this is the way the Ritva over here explains it, that even according to Rabbi Kiva that says it's also for anybody else to kill this Ritzach, still the halacha is that if anybody else kills him, there's a tour on the Chi of Ritzicha, because ain loy dom. Let's go to another classic example of this concept of ain loy dom. The Gemara says, in the Sugis in Sanhedrin, Davayim Beis, that deal with what's called a Boba Machteres. Boba Machteres is somebody who is a burglar who breaks into somebody else's house, and the Torah considers him in Parshas Mishpatim a roidif, because under threat of being exposed or being caught, usually such a person is, at least there's reasonable doubt, that if he was bold enough to break into somebody else's house in the middle of the night, he might actually threaten the life of the person who confronts him. And therefore the halacha is his din of a roidif and mutar lahargoy. The halacha is that if he was climbing into somebody else's house, v'nofla lov gal, and a pile of debris fell down on top of him, even though there's normally halacha v'atzola, over here there is no halacha to pull him out from under the pile. Why? Ki ain lo dom, the Gemara says. Since he is a roidif, and since he's liable to be killed, the halacha is that if he's liable to be killed, ain lo dom, and there's no chiyuv v'atzola to save him from that pile. And the obvious question, which we're not going to deal with now, is that if he's trapped under the rubble pile, at that very second he becomes ois roidif. He's no longer a threat to anybody's life. L'chor, he should retain his status as a regular Yisrael who's not oimid to be killed. This is an issue that we're going to leave over for the meanwhile. Another example of such an idea is, in the halachas of roidif itself, the Gemara says that a roidif, Reuven is chasing after Shimon with a gun, and somebody sees Reuven threatening the life of Shimon, the halacha is that since Reuven is a roidif, without hesitation, the halacha is, and the mitzvah, the chiyuv is, to kill Reuven who's threatening Shimon's life. The halacha is that if yochel la'atzel be'echad me'evorov, if it's shaykh to shoot for the legs and not to kill him, one is mechuyev to do so. However, the Gemara says, the Rishonim explain, that the nirdaf himself, the person who's actually being threatened, is not mechuyev to aim for the legs. Other Rishonim want to understand this is a practical consideration. Since his life is at threat, the Torah never considered him capable of coolly shooting for the legs. And therefore the Torah never gave him that injunction in the first place. And therefore he's allowed to kill him without any compunctions. What's interesting, the Gemara says, is that if anybody else didn't bother shooting for the legs, even though it was Yochel Atzbech Mevorov, and somebody watching the scene of Reuven chasing Shimon from a rooftop shoots to kill and kills Reuven, that he'll be potter from Mitzich. And the Rishonim explained that the Pshat is, again, Ein Loy Dom, a person who is liable to be killed for something that he's doing, forfeits his life to the extent that if somebody kills him, he's not chayev on that ritzicha. So to speak, Ein Loy Dom, he's not a human being whose life being taken fetches the price of capital punishment. There are two conceptual ways of explaining this concept. Why, if somebody is liable or the halacha permits killing him, why if we kill him, shaloi ba'oifin, that it's mutter to kill that person, where it's yochel atzbech me'evorov, we're not allowed to kill him. Still, if we kill him, afilu benavshoi, the halacha is that we're not chayiv misa on that ritzicha. Reb Shlomo Eger, the son of Reb Kiva Eger brings from his son a long piece, a long tshuva, in his Chedushim Ksuvah Staf Lamed Gimel, where he talks about this halacha. And Shlomo Eger says that there's really nothing essentially about the death sentence that's over the head of the goyel of the Ritzach, that's out of the Eir Miklot, or the potential death sentence of the person who's chasing the Reuven, who's Boba Makteres, or chasing after Shimon with a knife. There's nothing about that din that he could be killed that would render him not liable, that if somebody would kill him, that person would not be liable himself for capital punishment. Reb Shlomo Eger says that there's a musig in Torah called a gavra katel. There's a person whose life is not, when you take that life, it's not considered a life being taken. Why? Because that person's life is temporarily forfeit. He says that since the person is in a situation where he could be killed any second, killing him is not a full taking of human life, and therefore would not be chayv. Means say it's not part of the din of the goyel adam itself, or it's not part of the din of the retzeach itself, that not only is he subject to be killed by the goyel adam, but he also has a din of that his life does not have a price. Killing him is not liable to punishment. It's not that. It's a toitzom memela that since he could be killed by the goyel hadom, the halach is that now he's considered temporarily, as far as anybody else is concerned, he's considered somebody who's a gavra katel, he's a person whose life does not have a price on it. There's an interesting application of this idea. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis that despite the fact that any roid, if anybody who threatens somebody else's life, is to be killed, is a mitzvah to kill him, and killing him does not carry with it a death penalty, the halacha is that an ubor, who's threatening the life of a mother, an ubor that's threatening the life of the woman who is carrying him, is if the fetus is threatening the life of the mother, the halacha is that there is no din roidif. The Gemara says, Mishamaya kamaratfi. It's not the child who's threatening the mother. It's the circumstances. It's the hashgacha which is threatening the life of the mother, not the child. The child does not have a din roidif. The halacha is agav, that if the mother's life is at risk because of the fetus, we will in actuality, in many circumstances, which has to be decided by a Rav Muvik, obviously, because it's din in the fashas, but in certain cases, the halacha will be to kill the uber. And the halacha is over there because an uber, as we discussed in the previous year, is not considered a full chayim. And a nitche, a chayim of an uber, for a chayim of a woman who's alive, who's not just an uber, obviously. But the halacha is, the agabam is not to be considered a roidif. And the halacha is that if the Uber was not only an Uber, but he was Kfar Hoitzi Roisha, the Gemara says that as soon as a Vlad, as soon as an Uber is Hoitzi Roisha, he's considered halachically to have been born. He's a full human being. If somebody would kill an Uber after the child was already Moitzi Roisha Mirechem Imoy, the halacha is that it carries with it Din Ritzicha. Except for the fact that a Poksmi Ben Lamed Yoim is an Eifel, so there would be a technicality that would pattern. But theoretically, it would be a full Ritzicha. It's not to be considered Ritzicha's Uber, because it's a full human being. And therefore, there's no halacha to be Doicha, the Nefesh of the child, for the Nefesh of the mother. That's only by an Uber who's not considered fully alive. But if the Vlad was Hoitzi Uber, if the Vlad was Hoitzi Roishoi, then the halacha is that you would not be doicha. Again, if the child was an Uber, the Gemara said, if the child was a Roidif, then the halacha would be that a Roidif always forfeits his life. But since the child is not a Roidif, because Mishamayim Kamaradfi, the halacha is we will not be doicha the nefesh of the mother for the nefesh of the child. We'll have to let nature take its course, even if the mother's life is at risk. The halacha is, however, that the mother herself, a tragic but very mechudishtik halacha, that the mother herself, if that would save her life, would be allowed to kill the child who was already hoitzi roishoi mi me'er. And the reasoning for that halacha is that even though there's no halacha of roidif on the child, because mishamayim kamaratvi, as we explained, the halacha is that abola hogel hashkin v'hogel. This is a distinct halacha, separate from the halacha of roidif, who's chayv misa l'kol echad. The halacha is that a person is not mechuyiv to let himself be killed when somebody is killing him. Since over here the fact of the matter is that the existence of the uber is threatening her life, she's not mechuyiv to be passive and let herself be killed in favoring the uber. So therefore the halacha is she would be allowed to kill the uber. The Meiri brings down in that sugi b'shem chachmi hadoyos that what would be, even though we explained, the Gemara says that an outsider, not the woman herself, would not be allowed to kill that Uber Shahitzi Roshoi, because he's not an Uber anymore, he's considered a fully born child, and therefore ain't doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. What would be if somebody came along and actually killed that Uber? The halacha is that he would not be liable for the death penalty. I'm sorry, let's go back a step. As we explained from the Meiri, the halacha is that the woman herself would be allowed to kill that child. We see from the Meiri, obviously, that even though there's no label of roidif on the child, because mishamaya kumaratvi, but there's a distinct halacha that a woman is allowed to save her life by killing the one who's threatening her, even though there is no shame roidif on the child. What would be the halacha if somebody else came? Let's clear this la halacha. What would be the halacha if somebody came along and killed that child? On the one hand, since the child is liable to be killed by the mother, then right now he's a gavra katela, the way Reb Shlomo Eger says. And according to that understanding, since there is somebody out there who could kill him, in this case the mother, who would be allowed to kill the uber shayitzi roishay, the halacha would be if somebody else would kill him, he would not be chayv, because there's a psak of gavra, not a psak, but there's a mitzius of gavra katela, that life is not to be considered a life which carries the death penalty, because that person's life can be taken by somebody else, who in this case is the mother. However, the Briskirov, in his Sefer, in Hilchas Ritzeach, says a whole different look at this halacha of Ein Loy Dom, of the Rambam, that even though there's no reshus on somebody to kill the Ritzeach, the halacha is that since the Goel Adam could kill him, Ein Loy Dom, and anybody else who kills him is not chayiv, Bedine Ritzicha. And the Briskirov says that part of the mitzius of threatening somebody else's life is, and this fits very nicely with the concept that we said in the previous year, where the din of a Ritzach, somebody who actually killed somebody because of recklessness, or somebody who's threatening somebody else's life, a basic respect for human life is mechayiv treating that person as not having a life of his own. If somebody is either killed somebody else with recklessness, or he's right now in the process of threatening somebody else's life, that person is not considered to have any schus chayim. Life itself as the Rabbanu Shalom has given it to us, is based on a respect for the lives of, for human life all around us. And if we don't have a basic respect for human life of others, then we lose our schus kiyum ha-chayim unto itself. And the halacha is, the Briskirov says, that if a person is either now a roidif, who's threatening somebody else's life, or he was a retzeh, and he has a din that under certain circumstances he could be killed, that din that he could be killed defines him as somebody who has no schus kiyum. Therefore, killing him is not subject to the death penalty. Memela, in the case of an uber, as we said, an uber shoytzi roishoy, where there would not be a din of roidif, because mishamay karimaratfi, but the woman herself would be allowed to kill. Since in this case, the child is not the roidif, the child is not threatening the life of the mother, it's hashgacha, it's mishamaya that's threatening the life of the mother. In this case, the child does not lose his kiyum ha-chayim, does not lose his chus chayim, and therefore if somebody else would actually kill that child, he would be liable to the death penalty. Whereas according to Shlomo Eger's understanding, since Lamaisa, that the child can be killed, practically speaking, by the mother, so therefore killing him would not carry death penalty because he might have been killed by somebody else anyways. According to Briskirov, there's a definition going on over here. The definition of a person who's chayiv misa under any circumstances is that he loses his chus chayim, and therefore killing him does not carry with it the death penalty. This child does not have that categorization. The child is not a roidif. The one who is a roidif over here, mishamay kamarat file, and therefore the halacha would be different in this case. An interesting application of this nekuda that we just brought out from the din of the Meiri, that besides for the psak of being a roidif or ein loy dom, of being a retzach b'shoyge, there's also a klal habala hagach, even though mishamayi kamaratvi, in the case of the uber, shahitzi roisho, or even the uber shabimei imoy, there's no din roidif because mishamayi kamaratvi, still the halacha is that the mother herself would be allowed to kill the child, because habala hagach hashkamach, a person is not mechuyiv to sit by passively while his life is being taken away by somebody else. He's allowed to stand up for the preservation of his own life. The Chinuch expresses a similar idea in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches. If somebody is being a mevuzah in the Mitzvah of Einoaz Dvar, somebody is being a mevuzah by somebody else. Ruvain is standing and he's insulting Shimon in a way which causes Shimon busha and tzar. The halacha is that Shimon is not mechuyev to take it lying down. He says, of course, the Gemara says that there's a tremendous milah in Shemaya in Shemim Cheposim and Meshivim is considered a big tzaddik, but as far as Me'ikra Adin without Midas Chasidus is concerned, he says that a person is not mechuyev to take abuse and not be allowed to give it back. He says the same thing is true by Nezikin. The halacha would be that if Ruvain starts beating up Shimon, Ruvain starts punching Shimon, the halacha would be that Shimon would be allowed to punch Ruvain back. A person, the Chinuch says, is not mechuyev to stand by passively and let himself be abused, either verbally, emotionally, or physically. The Gemara says in Achoyvel that two people that are choval zebozeh, the halacha is if Ruvain and Shimon both punched each other out and Ruvain inflicted damage of 100 and Shimon inflicted damage of 150, the Gemara says, you mishaya the difference and Shimon pays Ruvain 50. L'chor, the second guy should not be chayav a penny. He has a right to defend himself. Obviously, you have to say that, Karanim say, that over there the story was that Ruvain punched Shimon, and then Shimon came later, after the story, and took revenge by punching Ruvain an hour later. But b'shas ma'isev, Ruvain is punching or kicking Shimon, Shimon is certainly allowed to punch or kick back. What's interesting is that the Chinuch talks about this halacha, and he brings as a reference to this din, the halacha of Abba Lohag Chashpul. Even if the person who's attacking, let's say, like we said, in the case of a roidif, mishamay kamaratvi, doesn't have a din of a murderer, doesn't have a din of a retzech or a mazik, the halacha would be that a person is allowed to defend himself. He's not mechuyev to let his life be taken passively without defending himself. The Mordechai also talks about a similar idea in Bava Kamma and Simon Kuf Tzadik Vov, towards the end of Bava Kamma. He talks about somebody who called him again, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven went to a Goyish court and complained about Shimon. And what's considered in halacha moiser. He was an informer and he informed on Shimon about certain things tax evasion that Shimon was doing, Shimon had to come to court and to defend himself against Reuven. What he did was he turned around and he besmirched Reuven. He accused Reuven of tax evasion. The halach is, the Madcha says that Shimon is potter. Since he did it in the act of self-defense, in defending himself on the witness stand, and he had to attack Reuven, who Shaloi Kalocha went to Akois, was a moister on him, then the halacha would be that Shimon, if anything that a person does, he says, in defending himself, like two people that are slugging it out, like we just said, the Madcha brings that halacha also. And the Madcha says the same would be true. If on the witness stand, in order to defend himself, he incriminates the other guy, the halacha would be, he would be potter as a moiser on what he did to the first one who informed him, whereas the first one would be chayiv. Because the first one had no right to walk into the Akois in the first place. So these are all applications of the din of Roidif and Ritzach, but the basic concept over here is clear, and this is something that we have to take with us, that a lack of respect, a lack of the highest level of respect for human life, carries with it a forfeiture of a person's right to life himself. And I think that this is a concept which is not recognized in the society that we live in. A zulzul achayim, be it if we're talking about abortion, or a zulzul of kedushas achayim if we're talking about euthanasia, or mercy killings. And in the Torah concept of ritzicha, of the kedusha, of the ultimate sanctity of human life, and it's that recognition of the sanctity and the kedusha of human life which gives us a zchus kiyum achayim. And if somebody is reckless with somebody else's life, or if somebody threatens somebody else's life, in halacha is defined as a person who has no zchus chayim. Killing him is not even a ma'aser ritzicha. This is something that all of us have to take with us.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.